train up a child in the way it should go, and when he's old, he shall not depart from it. That's from the Bible, from the book of Proverbs. I'm Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience Radio Ministry. This program comes to you every week at this time over the station. Let us have prayer. Father in heaven, we pray for your anointing on this declaration of thy word in the name of Jesus. So let me talk to you about training up a child today. A lot of parents think that good child training guarantees conversion. I believe that although it helps very much, it is not necessarily the case. You can no more make a saint out of a sinner than a sheep out of the goat. Only God can change a heart of stone into a living heart. We cannot convert anyone. So many parents try to convert their children. Jesus says, "No man can come to me except the Father draw him." You do all you can, yet God the Father has to draw that child when it comes right down to it. But yet, it is an undeniable historical fact that parents can do an awful lot to prepare a child's heart to be drawn by God the Father at the slightest whisper from His glorious throne. So parents who carefully and wisely, who prayerfully and lovingly sow the seeds of the kingdom of God into the little ones have every reason to expect a harvest in due time. One of the reasons for so few children coming to Christ and staying with Him in adulthood is that mothers have all but abandoned the high and holy calling to full-time motherhood, and that fathers have all but left the priestly office that is bestowed upon them as heads and priests of the household. Spiritually lukewarm parents have little reason to see neither themselves nor their children in heaven. Now, dear ones, to train a child in the way it should go, you have to get involved. That is our work. Training our children is to instill into them certain behavior patterns. It is to instill into them values that will stay with them the rest of their lives. That's what training means. Our work, fathers and mothers, is training. God's work is conversion. Now, training must begin early in childhood. The longer you wait to accomplish it, the more difficult it becomes. By the time a child is 6 to 8 months old, he should clearly understand the word no. My wife and I have raised 2 children from the time they were born. We adopted one when he was 1 year of age, and another one when he was 4 years of age. I can tell you from my personal experience that when you don't get things right in the first year and a half of a child, you have a tremendous uphill struggle thereafter. A child must know within the first year that if it does not obey, there is a consequence. The self-will of a little one is usually easily broken. It's my personal opinion that 80% of a child's training should be done in the first year and a half. If it is done properly there, the rest will be relatively easy. So let's get with it. What are we training our children? Well, we need to teach our children to take disappointment in stride. Life is full of disappointments. There are disappointments on the job. We generally don't get the job situation we want, or the salary we desire, or the time off or vacation that we prefer. Sometimes we're not treated the way we want to be treated. We have disappointments at church. We will meet people who disappoint us. And of course, we also disappoint others. We need to teach our children to take disappointments in stride without being upset, without throwing temper tantrums, without going into some kind of coercion to try to change the situation. We have to teach our children to accept and to adapt to life as it is with cheerfulness. If you give your child everything he wants when he wants it, you spoil and ruin your child. Don't do it. We must teach our children never to get anything through pouting, manipulating, screaming, arguing, yelling, or through playing one parent against another. If you allow your child to get things that way, you are introducing a criminal element into his mind. By that I mean that when he grows up, he will think he can get around the rules. He will try to evade the tax code, to cheat on the job or in the school, to find his way around the laws of the land by manipulating and intimidation or by playing one person against another. Next, we must teach our children self-control. Think about it. Just about everyone who's in jail, and there's 1 million men in jail in the United States, but everyone who's in jail has a problem with self-control. They have anger. They have an explosive tendency towards lust, desire for drugs, and so forth. We must teach our children both to adapt to life and not to be self-indulgent. Next, we must not allow our children to quit. Once something is started, like a piano lesson or a violin lesson or a sport or a project, you must make them stick to it. Not forever, of course, but for a good season, in order to teach them perseverance, self-denial, and character. Quitters. Quitters go nowhere in this life and nowhere in the hereafter. Quitters will never learn to walk with God. They will not learn to persevere in prayer. We must never take the side of a child against authority. Not on the job, not against a church counselor, not against a school teacher or anyone else. If you do take the side of a child against any authority, you're sowing distrust and seeds of rebellion in that child's mind against all authority and eventually against your own authority. The Bible teaches us to submit to all authority. If you disagree with the way your child has been treated by an authority, work it out with that authority, but keep the child out of it. Next, we need to teach our children manners. Sisters should treat their brothers like kings, and brothers should treat their sisters like queens. One way you do that is by the father treating his wife like a queen, and the wife treating her husband like a king. The children will catch on. Train your children to chew with their mouths shut, and to pass the food on as soon as they have taken some for themselves. Teach them to do all household chores, whether it's boys or girls. Keep them busy with productive tasks and challenges so that there is no time wasted in front of the television or internet. When I raised my children, they were allowed only 1 hour of television each week. And I selected the program and watched it with them. Don't allow your children to interrupt a conversation between any two persons. Train them to behave as adults do, even as young persons. In Israel, children become adults at 13. Over here, some of them are not grown up until they're in their 20s and behave foolishly for many years with severe consequences. Train your child to eat wholesome foods and to drink wholesome drinks. Do not load their sensitive bodies down with food coloring and pesticides and insecticides and animal hormones and preservatives found in most foods. Do not poison their little bodies. If you do, there will be consequences. Develop in your children an appetite for healthy foods and drinks. Teach your children to sit straight and stand straight. Never allow your children to raid the refrigerator or the pantry. have fixed meals and only specific times for snacks. And the snacks also should be healthy. Everyone needs to practice self-control, even in how we eat. Next, teach your children personal hygiene, such as see to it that they brush their teeth regularly and keep themselves clean overall. And fathers, you must approve the clothing style of your son and your daughter. Don't leave those decisions to your children. Fathers, train your children to be slow to judge. Do that primarily by example and sometimes by explanation. We never know the whole story of any one case anyhow, only God does. The judgmental spirit is no respecter of persons. If you allow your children to judge someone else, eventually they will judge you too. Teach your children to accept a minority mentality. Train them to shun popularity with man. Train them to want to please God in everything. And that requires a minority mentality. Because true Christianity, I mean the real thing, tells us that if you have it, it's a minority faith. Train them to be comfortable with this minority mentality, with being different. Train them that this is a fact of life. Having Jesus as a friend is 1,000 times more wonderful than having 1,000 worldly friends. It is quality that counts and not quantity. Train your children to love good workmanship and to be successful. And don't have them run after money. For the love of money is the root of all evil, the Apostle Paul says in 1 Timothy 6, verse 10. Train your children never to spend more money than they make. Train them to give at least 10% of their money for the work of God. Train your children not to make excuses. Read from Genesis all the way to the Revelation, the whole Bible, and tell me how many times God accepted an excuse. Of course, we are not God, but we are the closest examples our children have to Him. If you accept an excuse, be very, very sure it is truly legitimate. Then, finally, train your children never to blame others for their own problems. For if you don't, they will blame others. Finally, give them the blessing of this promise, quote, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, that thou mayest live long on the earth. That's from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 3. Now, dear ones, if you'd like to have this manuscript, you can write to the radio station you're listening to, and they can find out how to get a hold of me, and I sent you a manuscript of this message. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time together about this tremendous subject of child training. We're sorry that most parents don't even know what they need to train their children in, and if they do, how to go about it. But your word has given us beautiful stories and instructions how, Lord God, we can help that little one on the pathway to become a mighty man or woman of God. Thank you for your mercies towards all of us. In the name of Jesus, amen. I am Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience radio ministry. Tune in again next week at the same time over the same station. And goodbye now until then.